Let me hear you say friends.
Friends.
Friends till.
Friends till.
Friends till the end.
Friends till the end.
Friends till the end.
Friends till the end.
Go friends.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, welcome to Friends till the End, your one-stop shop for all things friends. As I, Michael, a friends expert who's seen the show 1,000 times over, watches the show with a newbie. A friend's virgin, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing just swell.
Great.
Fine and dandy.
Wonderful.
It's another week. It's another show. It's another episode. We're getting towards the end of season 4.
And not a lot has happened this season.
What are you talking about?
I just don't feel like...
Get out of here.
I just need something more.
This is the season where our friends really come of age. So much is happening. So much is happening. Ross has got an exciting, sexy international lover. Phoebe has got life brewing in her belly. Like, there's so much going on. And you sit there and say, oh, nothing's happening. How dare you? That's an affront to me and our listeners.
Sorry, everyone.
You need to pay more attention.
Okay.
Speaking of paying more attention.
Oh, boy.
Elizabeth, let's play Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
So you got, what, 2 out of 5 last time?
I don't know.
Which remains your personal best. You were bamboozled again by loyal listener Greggles. But you only got 3 out of 5 this time.
Ha! So, okay.
And if you bamboozle Elizabeth in our Friends Trivia 5 questions, just tweet us at FriendsPod and we'll give you a wee shout out on the show. Elizabeth, last time we played, you specifically said, don't ask me questions about people's names and who does this and what does that.
Yes, I'm not so good at names.
Okay. So, so I've tried to cater the questions more around scenarios and things that happen in the show that require you to pay attention. So,
great.
Hopefully you do better this time around.
Well, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay, great. Question 1. Which actor appears 3rd in the opening credits with their names listed?
Okay, hold on a minute. All I can think of are their actual names.
I'm asking for the actor. I mean...
No, I mean their character's name.
All right, well, if you give me the character, I'll give you that, obviously, because you've still picked the right person.
I'm just trying to remember their names.
Well, there's Ross and Rachel.
No, I'm trying to think of their... Actor names.
Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer.
Lisa Kudrow.
Is correct.
You know how I know that?
Because they do it alphabetically.
Yes!
And just as it happens, it goes girl, 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 boy, boy, boy.
It does indeed.
But it is alphabetical. Good! Good job, look at you, you're off to a flying start. And you wanted to skip the entrance this time around. Think you could have been floundering.
Don't tell them that!
Okay, question 2. All right, I don't think you're going to get this one, but let's see.
Thank you for that.
What is the optical illusion around the central perk window sign? What is significant and incorrect about the central perk window sign?
I know this.
What is it?
So it says central perk of the coffee cups, and then the inside also says central perk of the coffee cup. So like it should have been, the letter should have been opposite. Like it looks like it's... Like, the cups should have been opposite if it was a window sign. Do you know what I mean?
What you're saying is the logo is the same way looking into the shop as it is looking outside the shop, when it should be reversed. Yes, that is correct. Good.
Oh my god, I've got 2!
You've got 2! Now you've got 3 questions to set a personal record.
Oh my god.
I think you should get this. This is really easy.
Okay.
What is the Geller Cup?
The football? Winning the football game?
Yeah, but what is it? It is what they win for winning the football game and the one with the football, but I'm talking about what is the actual thing made out of.
Tinfoil?
Nope. There's a certain thing. It's something nailed to a piece of wood.
That's my guess.
You think it's tinfoil nailed to a piece of wood?
No, I just thought it was tinfoil sculpted into
it. It's not. It's a large troll doll on top of like a plank of wood.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would have never gotten that. So I think my guess is... pretty good. Tinfoil, like you could sculpt it into a cup, right?
Sure. Maybe.
Okay, well, I'm okay with this. All right.
Good. All right, question four. In the episode, the one with the breast milk, Joey gets a job in a department store offering perfume samples. What is the sexy professional's job that rivals him? He has a rival in the store. What is the sexy person's job?
A cowboy?
It is a sexy cowboy. Yes! That's correct. Look at that, new record.
See, when you take out the names, I'm really doing well.
When I make the questions really easy, all of a sudden you can get them all.
Fine, you could step it up one small notch next week.
Okay, question five. Which friend found a thumb in a can of soda?
Phoebe.
It is Phoebe. 4 out of 5. Whoa!
See, those are my types of questions.
Smashed it this week. Smashed it. So
no one's going to bamboozle me this week.
You don't think someone got 5 out of 5? I think people know what the Geller Cup's made
of. Nope, nobody.
I think they do.
And if I hear that anyone has gotten it, I will shut this podcast down.
All right. If you got 5 out of 5.
But you won't.
You bamboozled Elizabeth this week. Please tweet us at FriendsPod. If you didn't, I think it's only fair, if you were unable to bamboozle Elizabeth, I think it's only fair that you also tweet us so that we can publicly shame you upon the podcast.
It would make my day to publicly shame you.
To be fair, she is publicly shamed twice a week.
It's true.
When we do this podcast.
Willingly.
So, yeah, you know, put yourself out there. All right, shall we move on?
Yes.
We just finished watching the one with the free porn. Elizabeth, for people that are maybe not familiar, what is porn?
Okay, well, it is sexualized acts, either in...
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
I don't know what porn is, but I know it when I see it, is the correct answer. It's like art. You can't describe it, but
yes,
you know
you
it
can.
When you see it. No.
Well, do you want to know what I was going to say?
Please.
I was going to say they were sexualized acts shown in film or pictures or...
Limericks,
yes. Text. And the one most commonly seen, I'd say, other than magazines, is in videos. Short or long, little movie-like clips. And there's all sorts of categories for porn, but it's usually sex between consenting strangers.
What? No. Consenting strangers?
Well, they don't know each other.
Yeah,
they're actors that walk on the scene. They're like, hey, okay, let's go.
Not necessarily.
Except for the ones that are amateur, that are like
If you have not couples. Seen the movie Boogie Nights, they build like a family in that porn empire.
Well, yeah.
Everyone knows each other. Everyone knows Dirk Diggler. Everyone knows Roller Girl.
Well, between consenting 18 plus humans.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
That people watch and
okay,
get all...
We got it. So this is season 4, episode 17. First aired 26th of March, 1998.
That's today.
No, it is not.
Crap.
It's tomorrow.
Ah.
But it's the closest we're going to get this year.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, how many people watched this episode? That's what I want to know. 23.1 is how many people watched the one with the fake party, which we just talked about.
Who went first last time?
I did.
Okay. I'll go first.
You have to.
I'll say...
Don't think like you're making some big gesture.
I'll say 24.9.
You'll say 24.9. I'll say...
No.
24.5.
You cheated, didn't you?
I didn't...
Oh, he's getting mad. All right, what is it?
23.2. Hooray. Bow, 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 bow.
It's interesting.
That I got it right?
It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Elizabeth is a naturally suspicious person. She thinks because I have to like look up the episodes that I cheated. Even though, like, why would we bother playing if we're just going to cheat? Like, what's the point? It's not fun. Like, nobody enjoys this segment, Elizabeth. I'm not doing this for, like... We're just doing it. I'm not going to cheat.
Remember that time we waxed your leg on this podcast?
Yeah. Didn't hurt. Wasn't... It took forever to grow back, but it did not hurt.
Oh, has it grown back?
Yeah.
We should send a before and after picture.
I put out an after picture. A before picture. No, it was after it happened. All right, so the score now is 6-4, closing that gap.
Not really.
Breathing down your neck. Well, I am closing the gap.
Well.
The gap is smaller than it was. Well, I've won the last two. So well. Instead of the gap being 6, it's now 4.
Well.
No, you can't argue that.
No.
You don't have to feel nervous about the fact. I fucking hate you. Shut up. So the episode opens with Chandler watching television. Joey comes out of his room. Joey's landed himself Monica's room, which is the nicer room.
Yeah.
Don't know how he managed that. Maybe they flip for it. Yeah. For it. There's a commotion coming from the bathroom. Chandler explains that Traeger's in there. The building super. He's snaking the toilet. Are you familiar with snaking the toilet?
Oh, it was the toilet? I thought it was the shower drain.
Oh, maybe it was. I just
thought... Oh, because that makes me feel very nauseous.
No, I think... The toilet. I don't think you snake the
shower drain. Are you talking about getting all the hair out?
Well, you snake it. You put something down it, and you're like...
Yeah, to get all the hair out, I thought.
Wow.
Oh, God. Either way, this is grossing me out. So, yes, he's removing some sort of clog in the restroom.
Joey starts channel surfing, and he turns it onto a channel... And the guys rejoice because there is some porn on the television. It is the softest of softcore porn.
Yes.
In the entire world. But the guys are just delighted.
Well, because Michael, it's free porn, as they say many times in the episode. Because back in 1998, could you get free porn?
If you found it in the woods.
You found it in the woods, like young Michael?
Like, not just young Michael, lots of young people.
Uh-huh.
Or sure. If you found it wrapped as a Christmas present on the street of your family home.
So I imagine most people weren't turning on their TV and able to watch porn without paying for it.
I suppose, yeah. So there we are. So they rejoice. Traeger comes out of the toilet, the bathroom, and he offers a stern warning to the boys. He's like, heed my words. Don't turn off your television or you'll lose the porn forever.
And it's strange because he grows this really long beard and kind of turns into some sort of wizard-like majestic creature. And this voice just comes out of him with this warning. It's really something.
So, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yeah, don't turn off your television or you'll lose it forever. So the message is, and the thing the guys have to focus on for the episode is they can't turn off their television, which is ironic because the television's going to be turning them on for the whole episode. Yeah.
Did you write that down in your notes?
Yes, of course I did. Don't turn off, turn
on. Oh my God, you did.
It's a clever little play on words.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And the episode opens. We're back in the apartment. The guys are still watching their porn. An actor who looks awfully like Ron Jeremy.
It did look like him. I'm wondering if it was him.
I don't know if they'd be able to, like, use actual porn.
It was an older, like, middle-aged guy, very hairy, not very attractive, with a porn stash, if you will, with two women. They're kind of, like, putting shaving cream on his chest
hair? Yeah, they're going to shave his chest.
Is that
what kind of porn is
sexy?
That?
Sexy? I don't
Who's
know.
Who's going to watch that?
God. Are they going to do his armpits next? Like, what? Oh. Is that a thing?
Why would you watch that?
I mean, I guess it's like prepping him for... I don't know. I don't even know where my mind's going.
It's not prepping him for anything.
Oh, God. I hate it.
Monica and Rachel are like, oh, do we have to watch this while we're eating breakfast? And they're like, well... Bitch, you don't have to watch... You don't have to eat your breakfast in their place.
Well, that's true, but I don't think they use those words, right?
I shouldn't have called her a bitch.
No.
I feel bad about that. She's not. She's a very nice person.
Yeah, I hope you feel bad. I hope you've just alienated a lot of our listeners.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are fighting to keep it. They're like, leave the porn on. You can't turn it off, because it will be gone forever. Phoebe comes in. She is struggling with her table, her massage table.
Yep.
And she's basically like, oh, I don't know if I can keep doing this because I can't carry this table everywhere. I give massages.
Yeah, it's bulky. It's heavy. It's just a lot on her shoulders. And she's carrying a baby. Like, it's not really healthy, especially as she gets bigger.
Because she got fired from the massage parlor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's just going door to door, I guess. All right. So that's her deal for the episode. She needs to find a new job, I guess, because pregnancy is starting to get in the way, and she is getting bigger, even though it hasn't been all that much time since she got pregnant. But more on that story later. Ross goes around to see Monica. He is sad. It is worth to say that he is sad, but it isn't the return of sad, sad Ross. He's not like, hi. He's just like, hi.
He's like almost to sad, sad Ross. He's just sad Ross.
He's trying to put a stiff upper lip.
Ugh, he's the worst.
No, he's trying his best. And why is he sad?
The worst. Because Emily has left. She's gone to the airport. She's going home. The 2 weeks is up. That's it.
Game's over. So Ross tries to explain the situation, but he does so by, like, mimicking Emily's voice, and Monica, like, immediately cuts him off, just being like, you know what, just don't do the accent. And Monica's kind of channeling our listeners from the last couple of episodes whenever I attempt to do Emily's accent. I know I've been leaning a little bit heavy on the English accent, so I'm not going to do it at all this episode. I'm not going to do my impression of Emily.
Not at all.
You can do it, that's fine, but I'm not going to do the accent. Monica, who it's fair to say is rocking a bit of a Lego hair haircut at this stage of proceedings, it then is like, oh, you should go for it, you know, live the fantasy. And Monica kind of talks about her fantasy of having this lover in an exotic land who's waiting for you. And I don't really know. She's basically talking about a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, but with someone who's foreign, and there's different cultures, and you learn so much about their culture, and the way they speak is different, and all the little cute things that go along with that.
Look, it's London and New York, all right? I mean,
you girls fall hard for a British accent.
Do you not think people living in London and New York have more in common than, say, someone from New York and Idaho have in common? It, like, is not that big of, like, a culture clash.
No, I agree. Good. Especially with two major cities like that, but...
Right. So fuck them, and fuck their love.
Whoa!
Monica convinces him to make a grand gesture.
Ugh.
To dash to the airport like they do in movies, and like Liz Lemon did in real life that one time.
I hate when they do this shit.
I was trying to... This is the second dash to the airport in Friends?
At least. I hate when shows do this shit.
Because what? Rachel did it for Ross back in season one, and she just missed him. And then she, like, left a message with the flight attendant. And then the flight attendant gave the message to, like, the old man. And the wife was like, who is Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay, so they've done it at least once before. But yeah, they do a lot of airport stuff. They were at the airport just the other week when Chandler went to Yemen. There's too much.
Yeah, and like that time Marcel was going on the airplane.
He didn't go on no airplane.
Yeah, he went to the zoo. All
right.
San Diego.
That was almost going to be one of my questions for Bamboozle.
Michael, anything with animals, I'll remember.
I just thought there's no way she's going to remember the zoo. And she's going to be like, how could I possibly know that?
Well, all
right.
I've proved you wrong.
Okay, give yourself a point next week.
Yes.
Phoebe is at the OBGYN.
Yep.
What is an OBGYN?
It's a doctor that women go to when they...
No. What does it stand for?
Obstetrics and gynecology. That's a doctor that delivers your baby. A GYN, like a... Well, no, an OBGYN also performs routine gynecological checkups.
So it's just the first couple of letters from the two words.
Yep.
Okay. It's a clunky acronym. It's clunky. I don't care for it. I don't care for it. Please pass that on to your OBGYN next time you see them.
I will. She's great.
So Phoebe's getting her checkup. Frank and Alice, not there. Because why would they be? It's just they're going to be their fucking kids someday.
Who's there with her? Rachel?
Rachel. Because, yeah, of course she's going to be there. She's not got anything else to do.
And you hear the heartbeat. It sounds very exciting. It's like a whooshing sound. It's very quick. Yes. Good, Michael. Just like that.
That's her hiss in the balloon.
No, it's kind of pretty amazing, isn't that?
It's fine. When you've heard one, you've heard them all.
Whatever. I think it would be pretty fantastic. And the, not OBGYN, but probably the ultrasound technician who would be doing that appointment.
Oh, I see. Wearing so much.
Yes, I can teach all about vaginas.
Oh, please don't.
says, you know, this is the baby's heartbeat. And she says, have we talked about multiples? And, you know, Phoebe makes some sort of joke. And then the person is like, I'm detecting 3 heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see on the sonogram 3 little heads. Ah! So Phoebe's having a fucking triplets.
Yeah. This seemed to stress... Why is this stressing you out?
It stresses me out.
Why?
I'm worried about her womb.
It's 1, not you, and 2, fictional. Why are you stressed out about this?
It would just be... It would just be a lot.
It's not real.
I'm just putting myself in the position of her. Mm. I couldn't imagine having 3 at once. How do you... Do anything?
Well, actually, there's not much difference between having 1 and having 3.
Is that what she says?
That's what the OBGYN /
ultrasound technician
says. And Phoebe just responds, what do you know?
Oh yeah, that was funny.
It's pretty good. But like, Phoebe doesn't have to care that much. Like, it would be very daunting.
Her body.
Right. But that will recover, whereas Frank and Alice then have to, like, raise 3 kids at a time and fund 3 kids at a time. Like,
I guess...
Phoebe's got the sweeter end of the deal.
Yeah, but you'd think with triplets, you probably have to have a C-section.
I don't know.
And that's a major surgery.
I can assure you I don't know.
Well, that's a major surgery.
It's surgery.
She put her body through. Michael, you cannot mansplain cesareans.
I wasn't trying to explain shit. I don't know anything.
Thank you. That's right, you don't.
I don't know
Shall
anything.
We roll on?
I suppose we better. So we then cut to Central Perk, where Phoebe breaks the news to Frank and Alice. They're initially delighted about having 3 kids because, you know, they wanted to have lots and lots of kids. And,
you know, with her age, they just didn't really think it'd be possible. And then once it's possible, now it's so possible. They have a full family.
It's not just possible. It's quite probable. It is.
That's quite probable. Let me get my calculator out, my journal, my...
Leave me alone. But then they start to think of the practicalities behind it and they realize that it's a lot harder. Like, Alice is like, oh, I'll have my students make outfits for the baby. And then Frank's going to drop out of refrigerator college. Elizabeth, what's refrigerator college?
I don't know. I can only assume he means some sort of HVAC program or something.
Elizabeth, what's HVAC?
Oh, it's like heating and air conditioning. And so maybe he's doing some sort of, like, electrician,
mm-hmm.
like a technical school of
this,
some sort.
This would require its own independent
college? He's just trying to be funny. There's no such thing as refrigerator school.
Well, they were certainly trying to be funny.
Maybe there's a course in appliances, but I don't know.
We then cut to the airport. Once again, we get to Marvel in the pre-9/11 world where you can just wander up to a plane right before it takes off. Don't worry about having a ticket or anything like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ross runs to the gate. Emily has got a fucking huge Toblerone.
And they have those. I've seen them.
But, like, Elizabeth, she's already taken, like, 3 trunks out of them.
She's hungry.
Like, this is, like, I can't understate. Like, you can't get the size of Toblerones anymore.
Yes, you can.
Before you get on planes, because it would be classified as a weapon. Like, the triangles are, like, the size of a pizza slice. Like, and she's already taken, there's, like, 3 bits missing from that Toblerone.
Maybe she's sad or stressed or on her period. Who cares? She doesn't need a reason to enjoy a Toblerone. Nobody does.
Elizabeth, how do you eat Toblerone? Do you, like, try and bite it off the bar?
No, of course not.
And then you get the wedge that goes up in between your gum and your lip?
No, I rip it, and then I suck on it, and then I chew it. I suck on chocolate.
But how do you break it off?
With my hand.
Oh. What's the point? Why don't they just give you it in a bag? Why does it have to be connected?
Because they're little mountains. The letter. One has a T on it, one has an O on it, one has...
They don't.
Yes, it does.
No,
it spells Toblerone.
No, they don't.
And that's how many little mountains there are. One T O B L E R O N E.
No, I don't think that's true.
I would bet $1 trillion that that's
you
true.
You don't have $1 trillion.
I'll bet $100.
All right. Anyway, no, it's fine.
Why aren't you shaking?
Because I don't know. I don't. I'm fucking stuffing that shit down
$20
in my mouth. So no.
A beer.
No.
A coffee.
I don't know. Just, this isn't interesting for people. Let's move on.
I just want a coffee.
You just want a bet. Your fucking gambling addiction's coming out for everyone to hear. He tells her he loves her. She gives him a hug and says thank you and then gets on the plane. And Ross is like, gah.
Yeah.
Awkward. Rachel catches herself humming porn music in the apartment. Porn is starting to seep into their lives. She does make a reference to dating Joshua, so that seems to be going on. Again, Joshua not in this episode, but they make a little reference to him.
Just keep that alive, I guess.
Like, yeah, she's like, oh, Joshua doesn't watch porn. He thinks it's, like, corny. And then Joey and Sharon are like, yeah, that guy watches porn, whatever.
Everybody does, right?
Well, it's...
What do you think the majority of people, like, statistically?
50%.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. I thought it would be a lot higher than that.
Nah, I think it's about half and half.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Men and women? 50%?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's very interesting.
Phoebe is, she feels bad for Frank and Alice because they're, like, worried about money. So she is trying to think of get-rich-quick schemes. So that's where she's at. Ross is back from the airport and he's not happy. He thinks it's all over. Monica still thinks there's hope. And she persuades him to go home and wait for a call and it's all going to be okay. We then cut to Monica and Rachel's place. Joey and Chandler come in. They need a porn break, which begs the question, are they, when the camera's not on them, masturbating to this porn?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
Because why would you be watching it otherwise? Like,
it's just entertainment.
There's no. There's there's no artistic merit to porn.
Well, think about if you...
Or the porn they're watching, the softcore porn. I don't want to belittle all porn directors, but...
Think about if you decided to watch a trilogy and then another trilogy. You'd probably want a movie break, you know? I think it's the same sort of thing. I don't think that's implying that they're just taking turns sitting in the living room masturbating or masturbating next to each other.
Why are they... Well, you don't think they're masturbating at all to this porn?
No.
They're watching... Like, who watches porn with their mates? That's just not
good. I thought all guys did that at some point. Why? Like, you and your friends that found the present. You didn't put it on and watch it?
Like, at a party.
Right.
In front of everybody.
Exactly.
But that's not what's happening here.
Well, they didn't mean to do this.
We did it for, like, 5 minutes.
I know, but they didn't, like, go to the store, put it in the VCR, play it, and watch it together. It happened to be on, so they just kept it on. Because they didn't want to be the guys that turn off free porn.
But what are they getting out of it?
Porn.
What are they enjoying? But porn is to be masturbated to.
Not always.
Of course it is.
No.
Of course it is.
No.
What are you watching it for?
I think that's just your very man view of what porn should be.
Not what porn should be. That's what porn is.
No.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me right now, but like, there's no reason why, like, fine, they don't want to turn it off because they want to keep it because at some point one of them is going to want to masturbate and it will be good to have, it will be useful to have it.
No.
But why they are, like, glued to their couches, not taking their eyes off it for, like, the whole episode.
It's a sitcom. It's funny, Michael. All
right.
Of course, in real life, you wouldn't just be doing that.
Fine.
Maybe when one goes to bed, the other one sneaks out there and then we'll have a little... Boodaloo.
Okay.
But
fine. At least you'd like joined me in this little.
I don't think it's just for masturbating.
Wow, that's a maybe.
Wow, you really got heated about this.
Well, I just like what are we doing? Well, what is it for if not for a little tuggy tuggy and a squeezy?
All right, move along.
So they take their porn break.
A little distracted.
They take their porn break. I'm just thinking of that chest shaving scene, man. That was hot.
Yeah.
They take a porn break, and they're just in time for Phoebe's get-rich-quick scheme. She's selling knives. A knife that can cut through a can. I guess it's like an infomercial thing.
Oh, I love the knife infomercials. It's so satisfying to watch it cut through stuff so perfectly. Or the vacuum ones when it just gets everything in one little swoop. Ugh.
Do you ever turn on your TV and you've got one of those infomercial channels for free, but you were scared to turn off the television in case it was gone forever?
No.
Okay, fine.
But thanks for asking.
Ross is waiting for the call. She eventually calls, and he's like, he's like, oh, brilliant. I was almost going to get an impression. And then she was like, I'm actually seeing someone else.
Well, she said there's someone else. So I don't know if they're actually together or if there's someone that she kind of left.
There's someone else.
Yeah, there's someone else named Colin. There is someone else. So Sad Sack Ross.
You can't call it. He's not being.
He was sleeping in his clothes, half on his bed, half not, with his face next to the phone.
He fell asleep waiting for the call.
Why don't you just go to bed and keep the phone next to you? It'll get woke.
I just want to be fair to him because, like, we give him a kicking and it's often very much deserved. I would say in this episode, he's holding it together pretty well. And no. I just don't think he deserves to be called Sad Sack Ross because he's not really being a sad sack.
You know who would like this?
Maura.
Maura.
Of course she would.
Our friend Maura, who really gets behind Ross, would enjoy what you're saying right now.
I don't like the guy, but I am being fair to the guy. We've seen him as a sad sack. This is not really him as a sad sack.
Okay, maybe he's growing.
Okay. So anyway, yes, there's another guy. So he is upset. He is sad about it. He goes around to Monica's again. Monica gives him another pep talk. She still doesn't think it's over. She thinks he should go to London and win her back.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, just go and tell her and be there. It'll be so romantic and every girl likes that. And she puts on his coat and off he goes and...
And you can tell this isn't a good idea because Joey is being the voice of reason.
Yes.
Being like, this is a terrible idea.
Yes, because it is.
Yeah.
Like, one, okay, you have a job. You have a child. You can't just up and go to London. It's not like a 2-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting on a plane, going 6 hours, 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
Getting off. What? How does he even have her home address? They've only spent 2 weeks together.
And it's like, She, like, uses, like Paolo and Rachel as an example. She's like, remember when Rachel was dating Paolo and you just sat around and moped? Do you want to do that again? Do you want that to happen again? I was like, well, hang on. He did nothing, and then that relationship came to an end, and then he ended up in, like, a 2-year relationship with Rachel. So, like,
I think
his tactic worked. You know, that relationship came to an end because he fucked it up and kissed somebody, had sex with somebody else. It's like, I don't know, like, that's not very good reasoning on Monica's behalf.
I think that Monica's sick of his shit. Sick of him moping around, whining. She's like, I've had to deal with this my whole life. I think she's like, maybe if I give really shit advice, you know, he'll do something opposite with it. Like, I just feel like...
Maybe if I convince him that no doesn't actually mean no, he'll do something that will get himself arrested and I won't have to put up with him. Is that what you're getting at?
No.
Okay. Anyway, he's off to London. We then get a scene in Monica and Rachel's place where Chandler and Monica are just cuddling on a chair.
Yes, they're
TV.
Very, very close.
They're like on one, like, little one-person chair.
It's a seat and a half.
Yeah, and they're like cuddling, watching television.
Well, they're just, it doesn't look sexual. It just looks like they're cozy. I would sit like that.
It doesn't look sexual. It looks like a couple that's been together for years.
I would sit like that with a guy friend.
Wow. We'll alert the church elders. That is appalling.
They weren't touching. They were just...
No, they were hugging.
They weren't hugging.
They were arm in arm.
They weren't hugging.
They were like spooning, basically.
No, they weren't.
They were.
No, they weren't. All Everyone right. Go back and watch this. They weren't spooning or hugging.
Well, they weren't spooning, but like they were... Like he had his arm around her.
Yeah, because where else is your arm supposed to go? It's a small...
Don't share the seat! Your arm's not meant to go anywhere!
It's foreshadowing!
You're not allowed to think of foreshadowing. They haven't worked towards it.
Well, that was ruined for me, Michael.
Ludicrous. Anyway, Phoebe comes in. She's got a great business idea. Well, she has a business idea.
Tough.
Frank's going to drive the van. She's going to drive people and massage them. And they're going to call it a relaxy taxi. Or a relaxy cab.
I like relaxy taxi.
I think I prefer a relaxy cab.
Nah.
Relaxy cab.
Relaxy taxi.
Ah, well. Anyway, so that's her idea. And yeah, she was worried about money and now they're just going to do this and I guess it's fine.
You think it's a good idea?
No, terrible. I don't think that's legal. Like, And I don't think a pregnant person should be, like, in the back of a van, unsecured, not sitting down, like, trying to do stuff that just...
Is it while he's driving?
Yes! It's like...
What if he takes a sharp turn and she falls?
Well, Elizabeth, this is exactly my point.
Oh, okay. And well, that's not good.
I think this is destined to fail. Elsewhere, Ross is in London. We can tell that he's in London because it looks like the dark streets of New York, but he's in a red phone box, so and he must be in London.
It must be raining soon, right? I mean, the clouds are coming.
I can't believe they didn't go with, like, fog outside it for foggy London town.
Yeah.
But yes, he's there, and he's like, Emily's not even home. I've been waiting here for hours. And Monica's just like, oh, hang in there. She'll turn up at some point.
Yeah, he's like, you know, the next flight out is in 4 hours. She's like, why don't you just wait until then and then catch the flight if she doesn't show up?
Okay.
Because he thinks she's at that guy Colin's house.
Well, I got news for you, mate. If your flight is leaving from a London airport in 4 hours, you need to have left for the airport an hour and a half ago. Because it's... the London airports are not easy to get to in 2018. And they're triple not easy to get to in 1998.
Michael knows...
I have been to 2 London airports in my life, so...
Whoa!
I think I know a thing or two.
I've been to 1.
Yeah, all
right,
wow.
It's pretty good, that's right?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No sooner has Monica hung up the phone to her brother in London when there's a knock on the door, and it's Emily! She's in New York!
Oh my god. I did not expect that. I really didn't.
Of course not.
No, I really, really didn't.
Because she left 20 minutes ago.
No, I didn't expect it because I just didn't think that would happen. I don't know.
She's wearing the same outfit she was wearing when she was talking to Ross on the phone.
Yes, it was a very mesh sheer sort of black top. It kind of sexual.
Very 90s.
Very 90s.
Very 90s girl band, like All Saints sort of outfit.
And she just shows up and she has another huge Toblerone. Huge Toblerone.
Much to Joey's delight.
Indeed, because he seemed to eat the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I'm here. I went to his apartment, but where's Ross? And Monica says, he went to London. He went to see you.
And what follows is a sequence which I swear I have never seen before. Like, I don't remember this happening at all.
Okay.
Maybe because it's just so rubbish that my mind blocked it out. But what happened? So Ross is sitting on Emily's flat's front step.
Yes.
In the rain.
In the pouring London rain.
He can hear the phone ring from inside the flat of the room, which he has no way of knowing is Emily's room.
Yes, it's the first floor. There's a window right next to where the front door is, looking into the first floor of her apartment, and there's happens to be a telephone right there, sort of near the window on a desk.
Which then goes to answering machine, to the voicemail.
Yep.
And so then Emily leaves a voicemail for Ross, just in the hope that he can hear it from outside. And he can. And it's just like, ugh.
It's...
And she's just like, I love you. I'm sorry I missed you, but I love you.
Yep.
And so then he goes to the phone box. Like, he yells at the answer. He's, I'll go to the phone box. Wait there. And then he just phones, and then they're like, yeah, I love you. Cool.
Yeah, but and you know what's really distressing?
Distressing?
Yes.
How shit this
well,
part
yeah,
was.
Yes. But the fact that she's like, okay, well, there's a call on the other line, so I love you, but hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. And then she answers their Joey and Chandler's phone.
Maybe she's just being optimistic and like, well, if he's hearing this, he would be calling right now.
There just happens to be a phone booth 1 foot outside of her apartment.
Well, she would know that.
Ugh. But you don't answer someone else's phone.
Yeah.
Well, especially if it's not someone you're really close with.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. The whole thing is a bit shit.
It's a bit shit.
Anyway, that's where it is. They love each other, and it's a happy ending. And the episode ends with Chandler and Joey. They've expelled all of the semen from their bodies.
Oh, fuck it!
And
And yeah, now they're just kind of like, ugh. Well, I think like the point they're like, oh, I just went to the bank and the person behind in the bank didn't want to have sex with me. And then Joey was like, yeah, the pizza delivery person didn't want to have sex with me. So like porn is basically seeping into their life and they're struggling to tell the difference between real life and porn life.
Yes.
So like we need to turn this off. We need to take a break. So they're like, yeah, let's break the spell. So they turn the television off and then they wait like 5 seconds. They're like, you want to see if we still have it? And they're like, yeah. And they turn it back on and it's still there.
Still Hooray. There. I have a feeling that that's going to sneak up again in further episodes.
Oh, really? You think they're just going to have this same storyline?
No, I think that they'll make a reference to it, or like it'll just be on at some point. Like I just feel like they'll use that now that they have it and they know they have it. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, you'll see in the background some, like, it, you'll just see it.
As the episode comes to a close, I think we should mention that we did notice the Magna Doodle note that was on the door.
Ah, yes, it was a good one.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Porn!
Porn! Was it free porn or just porn?
Just porn.
Just porn. And that was the one with the free porn.
Boy, oh boy, what an adventure.
I think this was one of those episodes where I enjoyed talking about it more than I enjoyed watching it.
I agree.
I've enjoyed recapping all of the silliness, and the silliness has been a theme in the last few episodes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I do think this probably is the best season.
Oh, okay.
So far.
Interesting.
Just because I feel like the characters are really developed at this point, like super developed. And when I see Ross, I don't immediately like get a sick feeling in my stomach. Now I'm just like, you exist.
I would say there is no episodes in this season that have rivaled the one where no one's ready, the one with the football, episodes like that from season 3. But yeah, it's like up there in terms of like consistent quality.
Yeah. Though I always say I like the last season I just saw it. So I probably have to do a little bit of a refresher at some point before we get towards the end. But we're not there yet. What's the next episode?
The next episode, which is season 4, episode 18, it's the one with Rachel's new dress.
New dress?
It's going to be fun for me because it's one of those episodes where I can't remember what it is just from the title alone.
New dress. So maybe she's getting a dress for a date?
Maybe. We already saw her wear a couple of dresses in the last episode.
Yes, I'm sure you remember that one, Michael. Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's just see.
Let's see.
Thank you all very much for listening to the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can also check out our website, friendstilltheend.podomatic.net, which has all of our old episodes. All of our old episodes are also available on iTunes and wherever else you can find podcasts. And if you want to help out the show, either tell a friend or leave us a nice 5-star rating and review over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Elizabeth, it's been a real blast. Can't wait for the next episode.
Same here. I'm looking forward to it, pal.
Goodbye, my friend.
Bye.